This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, we're In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, and we are already having a blast with this question of the day. Who would play your favorite fellas on Sports Radio 610? And I mean, if you want to, let us know who would play you in a movie. I was inspired with this one. I think before the season, they asked various rookies who would play you in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And man, you can tell football players are all about their football because they had some awful answers. I think we could do better. But I think it was even more fun for me about these guys on Sports Radio 610, all the fine folks that work on the station. We got some colorful characters, and so I think that they'd be great roles that Hollywood could bring to the screen. So let's see if we can cast these roles for Sports Radio 610. And you guys are already coming with all sorts of different names. So where do we want to start, fellas? Figgy, I think you should lead the expedition because it feels like, seems like you've had the best answers as we've gotten ready for this.
Really? So are we just going random or?
You tell me. Do you think we should start on the show or do you think we should go through the lineup?
Let's go through the lineup.
Okay, all cool. Right. So in the morning show, we got Sean and Seth, and some of y'all are being a little... I think some of y'all know what we look like. Obviously, there's the YouTube and the Twitch, and then you've come out and you've met us at various events and such. But some of y'all just going for who looks alike. And I don't know. I feel like you got to be able to deliver the performance because somebody was like,
the vibe.
John Malkovich is Sean. And I love John Malkovich. Can he do Sean?
He can do anything. He's one of the all-time greats.
He is great.
Yeah.
And I felt bad saying that, but I don't know. Are we just doing bald white guy there for John Malkovich? Someone gave Vince Vaughn for Seth, and I appreciate what they're doing there because I think that you have to get to the funny that underlies. Yeah. Like, if you can't deliver that, you can't be Seth.
Boy, Vince Vaughn is a good one.
That is a good one.
That is a really good one. I tried to cheat a little bit. I went to the celebrity lookalike app.
I mean, who
app.
Amongst us wouldn't?
Yeah. And the celebrity lookalike app said for Seth, Kevin Costner. And there is a little bit of a resemblance, but I still like Vince Vaughn better.
I'm going with Ed Helms, man.
Ed Helms is a good one.
I think he just looked like Seth overall, man. Yeah. But I think Ed Helms can pull off a Seth.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely a good one.
Okay. Are we settled on Sean?
Sean, I saw John C. Reilly. You know, he's the one from
Step Brothers?
Step Brothers, all that.
Talladega
Nights. Nights is what I was thinking of. Yeah,
Shake and Bake.
He kind of looks like Sean, and he could pull it off.
This is such a good one that just came in. Michael Chiklis,
or who was the guy that? What's his name? Uncle Festus.
Uncle Fester
from Family. Adam's Family.
Yeah, he gets that a lot, and he does not appreciate it. Like, I know. He plays with it. What about Figgy?
Fig.
I have no idea.
Fig is a tough one. We got from the 281, Figgy, T-Pain, but I think we're just going with hair there at
yeah,
that point.
Yeah, yeah. I seen somebody say Kevin Hart. I think clearly going by height.
Yeah.
I do wonder if, I think Lil Rel Howley might be a good one there for you.
Okay.
I think that Rel might be a good look there.
I'm going to go to the celebrity look. I have no idea. 713-572-4610.
I'm scared to know.
You know you're going to get some answers and some very bad ones.
713 also came with Lil Rel for Figgy. I think that he could bring, you're fun, man. You bring some fun to it. I think that that's definitely a place to go. All right. John Lopez, which came in on the text line. George Lopez. I think George Lopez could pull you off, but
I've gotten that before.
I mean, yeah.
The other one I've gotten, and I don't see it, but I've gotten it a few times, is Benicio del Toro. You know, from Fear and Loathing and
Sicario.
Yeah.
Benicio del Toro is very good.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
But could he do me?
I don't know. It's a tough one.
I feel like I'm missing his name. The guy that played Breaking Bad, Walter White.
Oh, Bryan Cranston.
Oh,
yeah.
Cranston.
He could. I can see him playing Lopez.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Somebody Lopez can be Danny Trejo.
Somebody
I love this one from the 8-2. Cheech Marin. I think Cheech Marin would be great as a John Lopez. That might be the answer. I love that as an answer there.
Selena's dad. Okay, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
All right.
Whoopi Goldberg could be Figgy. That's not bad.
It's not good. What are you talking about?
She dark, though. Like, I ain't
that. You went to colorism? Is that where you went?
Yeah, I ain't that dark.
That's hilarious.
Missy Elliott could be Ron Hughley. That just seems mean.
Oh, good.
That just seems mean.
What are we doing there at that point? I don't even know what you're trying to do. All right. I guess now it's time for myself in this.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me in the break who I've been compared to.
Yeah.
When I was younger, people said Dave Chappelle. But I've also gotten like Sterling K. Brown recently.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know.
I don't see Sterling K. Brown. Celebrity lookalike on Reggie said Bernie Mac.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Nah.
Somebody on rest in peace to Bernard McCullough.
Yeah, somebody on the text line said John David Washington, which is Denzel's Washington son.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that 100%.
You might have gotten there. Okay. Yes. You might have gotten there.
Yeah, he's a good actor, too, man.
Who's Harold Perrineau? I got to look that up.
Who's who?
For Figgy. Harold Perrineau. For Figgy.
Somebody say Hannibal Buress for Figgy. Oh, wow. B. Scott. That's good because I hadn't thought about who would play B. Scott.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to circle around to that. Let's see if we get more of that. All right. Let's go to the afternoon show. I think the afternoon show, The Drive, gives us some of the biggest challenges because those are some personalities, man. Like, those are some dudes that are interesting. And this is something that always happens when you're cast somebody. They got to be able to give the accents because those guys got some character in their accents as well. So let's start with Ron. Ron Hughley is an interesting one. And the one that came to mind for me, actually, it might have been Figgy that brought it up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Cedric the Entertainer. That's the first thing.
That feels like such a good
answer. Because the thing is, what I like about Ron and his just regular voice, he sounds like a pastor.
Yeah.
It sounds like I could hear Ron being a pastor later on in life, just the way his voice sounds. And that's what Cedric the Entertainer kind of reminds me of.
I don't think we can
bit.
Top that.
Yeah, that feels really good.
That feels
good.
Right. That just feels
and they both,
right.
I want to say they both from Missouri, too. I think Cedric is from St. Louis, right?
No, he's from...
Is he from Kansas City?
He's from Missouri, but I think it was...
Is it closer to St. Louis?
It's closer to... Well, I'm not going to pretend like I remember the geography of Missouri super well. But just get a text from Sean Pendergast. Just tuned in. Who's playing me? I think we might have settled on Michael Chiklis, Sean.
Or John C. Reilly.
Okay, yeah. We'll see whether Sean likes any of those. John Leguizamo coming in for Lopez. I think Leguizamo could play you.
I think that's a good one, actually.
But somebody said Paul Rodriguez for John Lopez.
That one's been mentioned before, too, to be honest. Yeah.
I think Cedric the Entertainer is from...
Somebody said CeeLo for Ron. Come on, man.
Cedric the Entertainer is from Jefferson City, Missouri.
Okay.
But yeah, it feels like now we aging him up at that point a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like he could play Ron. And
they got that same type of voice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now for the coup d'etat.
Clint is a tough one.
Tough one.
Who
to
plays
land.
Clint Sterner?
That is because you got to be able to bring all of the elements here.
Mm-hmm.
John Hamm came in on the 713. That was a name I thought of too. Like he definitely has the figure and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know that he can get the accent work though.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are some quaint
Chris Pratt
folksy things that get said. Chris Pratt for
Clint.
I don't know about that.
Yes.
One.
Yes, I think Chris Pratt could do it. You know, he's been in all kinds of stuff. You know, he looks like I think Chris Pratt is a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then Tyler Milliner. Do we have a T Mill?
Ooh, wow.
Mm.
Who looks like Tyler Milliner? Or who could play him?
And he got to have a little twang, too. Like, it's not as much as Clint's twang, but.
I have no idea.
Tyler.
Someone said Tyler James Williams for me. Shout out to Abbott Elementary.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And all that. Everybody hates Chris. John Cena plays Clint. There we go.
John Cena's a good one.
That's it.
John Cena's a good one.
That's a great answer. Good job, guys. Way to lift us up.
Don't wear them baggy-ass jean shorts.
Did Tyler Milliner really stump us? Is that the one that we couldn't get?
Oh, man.
Okay. All right. But I think we did a good job
Who plays a good bro? Because he kind of has that bro look.
Well, he got a little bit of that.
Yeah.
What about Tom Hanks for... Clint Sterner. Somebody just
same,
said Tom
same
Hanks.
Shape of his face, it looks like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Rob Riggle for Clint. I don't know. Does he have the depth for all of that? It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking like, and this is not fair to our guy T. Mill. It's not. But I keep thinking, old boy used to do SNL and date Kim Kardashian. What's his name again?
Oh. Pete, what's his name?
Pete Davidson. It's not fair at all. Someone said Paul Giamatti for Tyler. Okay.
From the 281, somebody said Tyler could be played by Joaquin Phoenix.
Huh.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Another one I've been called this that I look like him, Billy Bob Thornton for me.
People
have said that before. Which I love too because I love Billy Bob Thornton.
Clint as Matthew McConaughey as Clint would be. That'd be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that. Mm-hmm. The movie that we're setting up is just insane. I want to understand that.
What would it be?
I don't know. What is the actual plot of the movie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bedlam.
Yeah, it'd be insane. Yeah. Dominic Cooper for Tyler Milliner. All right, I'll do the Googles real quick. But yeah, it
kind of look alike.
Yeah.
Does he really? I don't know if he can act as but if he looks like him. And that's good. All right, so there you go. Yeah, he does.
Oh, you got to put a hat on.
Dominic Cooper. Yeah.
We've done it.
Yeah.
We've done it.
Yeah.
John Barenthal. Oh, that's a great answer for Clint. John Barenthal. I'm casting my vote for that. All right, so we had Michael Chiklis as Sean.
Yeah.
We went with, did we stick with Vince Vaughn for Seth? Is that where we ultimately
went? Yeah, I like that one a lot.
And then here we have, where are we going? Leguizamo for Lopez?
Yeah, or what was the other one? Billy Bob.
Could Ben Affleck or Matt Damon play Ty Milner? and then who do we settle on for me?
Who did we settle on for?
I said John David Washington.
John David Washington.
Yeah.
Who was the Figgy look like? Or not maybe look like, but actor.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that we didn't get a good answer on, I don't think. Okay. But then we settled on Cedric the Entertainer.
That's perfect. God, that's so perfect.
I think somebody said for me, Young DC Fly.
Young DC Fly. Now we're getting into dudes on YouTube. They got themselves a little thing going. Okay. Yeah. That's a fun question of the day as far
passing
as
that.
That movie would flop, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
That movie would be insane. But appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Ron Funches for Ron Hughley, he actually does fit really
well. A little bit.
He's a great comedian.
A little bit, yeah.
And I think he voiced the shark in Suicide Squad. Ron Funches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate you hanging out with us on a Football Friday. So let's get back to the football of it all as we get ready for Texans-Patriots on Sunday. But let's go around the NFL with some news and notes around football. We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.